Number 31. Nasruddin was friendly with most of his neighbours, but there was one woman who lived in his street whom he had always disliked. She was too interested in other people's business, and too ready to talk about it with others, and she was always borrowing things from her neighbours and then forgetting to return them. This woman knew that Nasruddin had a new rope in his shed, and one day she came to his door and asked to borrow it. "Well," said Nasruddin, "before I lend you my rope, I must know what you want it for." "One of our neighbours is cutting a big branch off the tree in my garden," she answered, "and he needs the rope to pull it down with, so that it doesn't fall on my roof." "Hasn't he got a rope himself?" asked Nasruddin. "No, he hasn't," the woman answered rudely. "Do you think I would have come here to get yours if he had had one?" Nasruddin said nothing, but went into his house. The woman heard him talking to his wife, and a moment later he came out again. "I'm sorry," he said to the woman, "but I can't lend you the rope just now. My wife is spreading flour on it."
"Spreading flour on it?" the woman cried. "But how can anyone spread flour on a rope? Are you trying to make a fool out of me?"
"Certainly not," answered Nasruddin. "It's quite easy to spread flour on my rope when I don't wish to lend it to somebody."
One. Who was Nasruddin friendly with? Two. Who had Nasruddin always disliked? Three. What was the woman like? Four. What was she always doing? Five. Why did the woman come to Nasruddin's house? Six. What did she say about how the rope was going to be used? Seven. What did Nasruddin ask? Eight. What did Nasruddin say to the woman when he came out of his house again? Nine. What did the woman cry? Ten. What did Nasruddin answer?